name of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue to have a second hour. Let's sing in 4, 5, 7. Please be seated. Thank you. Because one time the NYTS, they all have a choir, they practice this one. And I sit on the back, and I think Hillsborough was wonderful. And then the next morning is my prayer session. So the morning prayer, I choose this one. Whoa, it's quite challenging on the last part. Thank God. Joy is a Christian privilege. Because we rejoice always, no matter what circumstance. Because our destiny is to be fixed by the Lord Jesus Christ. In this world, we can have any, you know, possible all kinds of things happen, maybe. But that's only just passing by. But our destiny is what the Lord, He promised us, John chapter 14. I will go there, prepare for you, and coming back and bring you back there. So we are within His promise. Believe in Him. Yeah. The Psalm chapter 51, when David, when after he commits sin, he was quite struggle about a year, actually. At that time, God sending the Nathan to the God give him a chance to repent. At that time, you know, Psalm chapter 51, he actually prayed to God. And chapter 51, verse 12 says, "Restore to me the joy of thy salvation." So that means that he, before he commits sin, he had this wonderful joy within him for his salvation. But after he commits sin, he lost this joy. So asking for the joy, Psalm 51. Psalm 51 is very precious, all the words. Later on, he recovered his faith, and he truly he can draw near to God later, for the life later. So God forgive him and restore his faith. But this joy is coming from the victory. Joy is coming from the relationship. Joy is coming from the confidence of our true love within the truth. All this is, we can think about it. And also the joy coming from the true hope. No matter what conditions we are in, because we have our destiny, and hopefully we can see our destiny all the time. So the joy is coming from there. 1 Peter chapter 1, when Peter, at that time, I think, AD 60 around, the persecutions of, you know, Caesar Nero coming toward closer. So I think a lot of Christians under the great difficulties and tribulations. But Peter gave them a hope. We have a living hope. Come from the resurrections. We'll compare, you know, during the time of the apostolic time and our time, we are such a great condition. So we are all sure everything. We are nothing to be compared with them. We are within this condition, if we cannot keep our faith, of course, different challenge. At that time and now, it's different challenges. But hope that we can keep our faith until the last day with the true hope, which is the living hope. Especially the Spirit of God within us, the dwelling with us, they encourage us. So this is a great, blessings. Yeah, so even the Old Testament time, there's our spiritual ancestors, they kept their faith, even without the Holy Spirit like we having now. But if we are getting weaker, we're failing of our journey, then what can we say? So hope that it's good to NYTS, you have good friends, you know, two or three at least good friends. You can share your faith and so they can pray together, kind of a prayer friends. They're really helpful. Because once you go back, possibly you can go to your college, and your time is surely away from your parents, definitely. now is your own faith to be built, your own, then you have to facing your own temptations to be handled later. Then it's good to have a spiritual friends. Definitely help your life. Not necessarily always our faith to be strong. Sometimes we're getting weaker too because we have a flesh. Spirit is willing, but flesh is weak. Now, that's our nature. So we need friends. We need a spiritual company so that help each other and pray together. I think Daniel's success is because Daniel has three friends. These are three friends, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. These three friends is really good bounding together, help each other. In the Babylon, such kind of harsh conditions, yet they always together to pray together and help themselves for their faith. We know that. So the God protect them. Another thing is a little bit, you know, we can say, we talk about the first, the 2 hours, talk about the second hour. First hour is the introduction, but second hour, talk about the love. Have you heard about the paradigm shift? Shifting the paradigm? The concept, kind of structural concept to be changed. When we are little, our understanding of love is when we receive something, when we get something. Don't you think? That's what we think, oh, that's love. You know, mom gave me the candy and, oh, mom loved me. But mom doesn't give me the candy and mom hate me right away. And when I do something wrong, mom, you know, just spanking us, then, oh, mom hate me right away. But all this is actually constructive purpose that, you know, parents chastising, I mean, discipline us. But we have to understand that no matter the conditions, if we are in there, then we understand as the God's love, then we can rejoice at it. Yeah. So the paradigm is at the beginning our faith is, oh, God gave me this, oh, thank God. But later on, our thanksgiving and our joy is changing way as because I offer to God, because I give up my something. You know, give up my time, my life, something I offer to God. So it doesn't matter what God, because God already gave us the best one. Don't you think so? God already gave us the best one, which means it's life offered to us. But many times in Christian life, we complain to God. How come I pray 10 times? You know, I pray more than Elijah, 7 times on Mount Carmel, but yet nothing happened. You know, oh, God doesn't listen to my prayer. Or sometimes you have expect your own plan. Then you turn to the plan, but your plan was failed. Oh, God, but I believe in God, but I think it's somehow, I try, I always go to Saturday, but God doesn't listen to me, and God doesn't fulfill my plan to be reached there. You know, kind of disappointed about that. But don't be. We already received the best one. You have to learn that. We have to receive the best one, then no matter what circumstance. Because this is not a big deal. Because of what God, Lord Jesus gave us the life already. That's enough. So the paradigm shifting is, at the beginning, every time we thanksgiving to God, because we get something, we receive God, but later on, we offer to God. Maybe condition is getting worse too. Maybe condition is because, you know, it's now against our own expectations. But you have to still remember God loves us. Already God loves us because we are here. Because God led us to be born again Christians. He put us in the name in the book of life. Let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 3. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, 18, 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse from 17 to 19. Though the fig tree should not blossom. By the way, there is some fig in the kitchen. Though the fig tree should be a blossom, tastes good. It's organic, and there be no fruit on the vines. Though the yield of the olive should fail, and the field produce no food, that means under the famine or drought, the condition that is harsh upon them. Though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, which means everything is in trouble in the condition of our life at this time. Verse 18, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like a hind's feet, and make me walk on my high place. I hope you and I, because our faith to be like this, no matter what the circumstance of our life, in a condition, yet this condition doesn't bother my rejoice. It cannot be the reason to complain to God. But actually, all the condition, even getting worse in the situation, yet these are conditioned to be our rejoice. There is a purpose. You know that Joseph was sold to the Egypt, getting worse his condition. When he was in the Potiphar's changed toward to the neck, casting into the, you know, the king's jail. He was cast in there, right? But that's also God's designed. Getting bad to worse, you know, that's the designed. But he was there. He still stick on to God. God bring him out after 2 years to be the prime minister. He never complained to God. Everything is belongs to God. Then there is a way to out. He believed that. Yeah. So if God is with us, no matter what, no matter what circumstance we are situated, we can holding him and trusting him. This is our Christian life. Also, another one is sometimes God allow us to life full of pain is possible too. Suffering, we can say. Yeah. Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter. The 1 Peter chapter 4, sorry. 1 Peter chapter 4. First Peter chapter 4 from verse 12. First Peter 4:12, beloved, do not be surprised at the fierce orderly among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange things were happening to you. Verse 13. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of his glory, you may rejoice with the exultations. Why? I can say, if you are revealed for the name of the Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. And sometimes Christian life, under such kind of a tribulation and the suffering within us, given to us, take it. But we can pray to God. We find out God's purpose. We have a great reason to be rejoiced, because this suffering is not the end. This suffering, there's a purpose. Let us understand God's grace. The Paul, when he had a thorn in his body, he prayed 3 times, understand my grace is sufficient for you. That he understood. And then the suffering turned to be his blessing. Become a blessing. So joy is coming from the understanding. So no matter what circumstance in your life, we are in the situation because we're children of God, and everything is on purpose. God designed us, each individual differently. Never compare with others. Have you noticed John, Book of John, the last chapter? Peter mentioned about, how about this one? You remember that one? Jesus mentioned, only look at yourself. And Peter talked to the Lord Jesus, Lord, and what about this man? And Jesus said to him, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You just follow me. That's what Jesus said to the Peter. So A Christian life, don't compare. How about this, you know, this brother life is successful. How come my life is not like this? How come this life is so, he and I will always come to church the same time, the same service, and how come, you know, he's the only one? God is not fair. No, God is fair. Because a portion of the blessing is different. Sometimes the suffering actually turn to be most precious treasures. We have to know that. Yeah. So don't compare with others. Important thing is my Christian life, my journeys. You are there to faithful to God. Yeah. God has a purpose for you. Yeah. Then any purpose you define, find it out, it turns out to be grace of God. Then it can be rejoiced. I just mentioned that if the sin is around you, determine yourself, cut it away. Cut it away. We think that why the sin is all the way coming into us, because we are in a brain says, that's okay. Today, touching the sin doesn't mean that you die tomorrow. Still, you are okay. That's Satan's message all the time. Don't you think so? It is. If I learned that those who quit the smoke, it's very hard, I heard it. Because I never have a smoke in my life. Only once when I was in second grade. All the adults, they smoke cigarettes. So I wrote the newspaper with my friends. We are so curious about what it means for the smoke. So he and I, we wrote the newspaper. Sucks in then, why would all the smoke come in? That's my first time and last time. And after that, no smoke. Well, I heard it because smoking cigarette, it's really hard to quit. Why? Because the mentality. Because, you know, I don't have to quit, actually. Quit is good for my health, but doesn't mean that I keep smoking, yet tomorrow I'm not dying. But eventually, let the person to be died. We know that. It is really harmful. Our mentality, you think that this is a sin, cut it right away. That's the only way. If you sit in the computer after this, you go back to, and then you know the screen, there is a game come up, then you have to get in. Cannot help yourself, destroy it. Of course, it is expensive, but sometimes the pay the price is good help. So that's a way you can impact in your mind images. Yeah, so you know you cannot help yourself. Things in front of it, cut it away. Without it, just you know, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. You know, no, don't compromise right there. Otherwise, we never get out of there. Yeah. So, if you think that a sin is around you, cut it, chop it away. Jesus mentioned that. If your hands that cause the trouble to be obstacle to coming, you know, going into the salvation problems, you know, to the heavenly kingdom, then cut it away. It's good to be as a paralytic with that way to go into the heaven is much better. Now, so make sure that this is our commitment to continue to gain the joy within our life. Repent. Repent is such a precious one. When you repent, truly repent, which means I turn away, but not only feeling, but your entire perspective of your life. Then it becomes a joy actually coming to us. Acts chapter 3, 19. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. Repent, therefore, and return, that your sin may be wiped away, in order that time of the refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. And so, we hope that we have a sin within us, my life, cut it away, turn away from there, so the joy is coming back. And also the word of God, Jeremiah chapter 15. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Thy word were found, and I ate them, and thy words became for me a joy and a delight of my heart. For I have been called by thy name, O Lord, God of hosts. It's a precious, thy word were found, and I ate them. Thy words became for my joy and my delight from my heart. The word of God, another I think a challenge for a Christian life. Well, many times we think that today I don't read the Bible. It's okay, tomorrow doesn't mean that God comes to me and then is spanking me. So, come on. But sure, you know. Because why, we have to ask ourselves, why we don't read the Bible? Why? Because today I don't read the Bible doesn't mean that tomorrow something happened to me. Mentally, eventually compromise that way. That way we're losing our faith actually. Yeah. So life of discipline, it is really help. Yeah. Hope that in order to keep our life, the joy within our life, make yourself to commit yourself. Nowadays, there's a lot of out there, a lot of good materials. If you have a smartphone and you have an iPad, you know, Samsung, what is it? Anyway, the pad, you know, now big, even quite big nowadays. Small, quite small, and everything you have it. And Google Store, there's so many good things, you know. And the work Bible, is it the working? Everyday work Bible, they're really good designed. So it just, sometimes they have on sale. It's good. Price is good. But there's the 365 days in order. The one that have, each day have own topic, and then the day, you know, follow up day, you know, the work Bible, really helpful. And of course, a lot of materials nowadays about the everyday reading Bibles. You can choose the one, stick to there, to continue to follow up. They really help you. So, Word of God is the source of our joy. Yeah, so, let us remind ourselves. And also, our prayers now, we're doing it really help also. This is my experience. I just shared a few minutes. When I was in college, I just, my life, you know, reading the Bible on and off, you know, on and off. So one day I decided, every time I come from school, and then I wanna go to the chapel, I wanna read the Bible and pray myself. So usually 9:30, 10 o'clock, come to chapel, and I read the Bible. The first month, I just read the Bible, I write the scripture verses, you know, 1 month, and passing about 2 months, it feels good, and then after 3 months, it was on the way, I think, the fourth month. When I pray, it was awesome. Spirit of God moved my heart. Well, I sit down, I kneel down, I pray. I continue to pray. At that time, they urged me to read the whole entire book of Luke. At that time, I read the whole entire the Luke. They sit down there. And then I have to continue to pray. This is the feeling of joy. God gave me, after 3 months, gave me this joy. It's awesome. I still remember the moments. Kneel down. You know, to kneel down 20, 30 minutes, you know, have you noticed that? It's sometimes, I hopefully now is ring the bell. Now I think it's enough, you know. After 20 minutes, 30 minutes, oh please, now it's done, now enough. I really like you, just, you know, prayer list. I look at you know, the tag behind it. That's really good. But we need experience of joy from the word and from the prayer. Then not only prayer, but word of God to be combined together so that it can to help ourselves to joy. Yeah. We can go to the fruit of fruit, the peace. So we can go to the next one. Jesus in his life, entire his life, you know, since he engaged the ministry after he came out of the baptism, and then led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days fasting, and then he started his ministry. Through his ministry, the peace led his life. There's no such kind of, you know, to, even the Pharisees continue to bother him and jealous of him, yet it doesn't bother us. Because the peace within him, no one can take away. Yeah. Because there's a, this peace, because even with John 14, 16, we mentioned about the, I'll leave my peace with you. Because he had this peace in his in him. Peace coming from, peace means, peace is a result. Peace is it's reward out of our spiritual warfare. It makes sense? Peace is not just leave it there, oh, it is peace. Peace coming from the victory of spiritual warfare. That's a peace. Yeah. Please turn to Matthew. I think somebody asked this one. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 10 is better. Matthew chapter 10 verse 34. Matthew chapter 10 verse 34 to 39. Matthew chapter 10 verse from 34. Do not think that I come to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Don't misunderstand. Jesus speak the two things, you know. One say, I'll leave you peace. And then one side said, I don't come here to bring you peace, but I give you sword. And then, Jesus is very he undecided way to talk about. He's just very confused. No, it's not. Verse 35, for I come to set a man against his father and daughter against her mother and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. 36, a man's enemies will be the members of his household. Don't say after our NOITS go home that mom and dad, your Bible say you're my enemies. And 37, and he who love a father, mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughters more than me is not worthy of me. 38, and he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. 39, he who has found his life shall lose it. And he who has lost his life for my sake shall find it. You look at this, verse 39, he who has found his life shall lose it. He who has lost his life for my sake shall be found. This is the spirit of war, spirit of battle. Don't you think so? This is the spirit of battle. Anybody who is willing to give up your life, only is possible in the battleground. You're willing to die for your nations, then you can win. That's what it meant. So, Believing God is not just kind of a peace. So I believe in God today, all the peace. Believing God, from that moment, our spiritual warfare is started right away. Don't you think so? Before we under the sin of this world, before the Satan's, we were in the kingdom of Satan's. But we don't have to fight because we are slavery of them. But once we're getting out, then they become our enemies. Don't you think so? It becomes enemies. Then we have to fight it. The most, Jesus is talking about the most, the imminent, most of the primary fighting is the one actually around you in your life. So since you believe in God, then you know that your order of love, which is your father, mother, you know, which means that was a priority before because your love naturally go to them. But you have to change the order. This is the fighting. This is the battle. Now you have to put me first in your life. This is your battle. So here the Lord Jesus mentioned that the 34, do not think that I come to bring the peace on the earth. Actually, he bring the consequence of a battle to give us a true ultimate peace. But you need to have this battle. I did not come to bring peace. Because you have to fight first, a sword. Yeah. So you and I, we are in a Christian field. We come to the Lord, fight for it. That's why, have you noticed that Matthew chapter 11, verse 12? Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And from the day of the John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is suffer violence, and violent men take it by force. So, once we become a Christian, I know that God is the most precious one in our life. I know I'm seeking God, then seeking God Him first. And seeking God is a priority in your life. That's your battle. That's your battle. Anything beside of God, things that we think that is important in our life, then we are become a loser because we cannot serve the two masters. When our heart is split into two, that moment, we're losing our focus of life. Have you noticed that once your heart is split, then we're losing our peace? Yeah. When I look at my wife, I say, I love you, but I'll go going out there, somebody out there, it seems like better than my wife, then heart is split. I go home and I have to say, I love my wife. But inside of me, I know there's one girl out there, seems like better. Then this is life, is no peace. In this world, the same thing. If you are seeking something more than God, then you have to learn that this is a spiritual battle. You have to choose God right away. That is the holding upon the true peace in your life. If we're seeking God, if you first seek His kingdom and His righteousness, the rest of them, God will provide it. Really. Yeah. So once you get married later, you can agree with your wife and husband's. You can have pukkah first. Yeah. Pukkah first. God is a priority now. It's not your priority. No, it's not my wife's priority. It's not the husband's priority. Bible says the wife have to submit to your husband. You know, I am the boss here. Wife say, are you sure you're the boss? So then if I don't prepare well for your dishes, then do your own laundry, then revenge is started. Never, I'm telling you all the brothers, after you get married, submit each other. Don't expect wife is naturally come to you to serve you, to do the laundry for you. Nowadays anybody can make dishes. But it's the best wife to prepare the dishes. So it is put God first. Naturally, husband and wife are getting closer. Naturally. But I am the one better than you. They start fighting, then for the whole life I have to fight. This battle is a different battle. Not this battle. Do you know that? Oh, this battle is tough. Don't have that kind of battles. I am the better, you are the better. We submit to God. God is first. Then everything, every problem to be solved. Some of them, I learned that it's come from the living testimony. This couple, when come to the church on the Sabbath, there's a kid also. Saturday morning, early morning, always have something issue. They argue each other, husband and wife. So when they come to church, they don't sit each other. Well, our church usually don't see each other, but this side is it's a brothers. This side is a sister. But for me, it's a good to family, sit together. But already you have a culture. That's okay. That's all right. I don't against it. But I like the family sit together. Then it's. But that's a culture we come from the Asia, so I accept that. It's okay. But once have a problem in the morning to argue each other, come to the church, sit alone, I think they testified. Come to the church, kneel down, cannot pray. Listening to the word of God, many times, this word is for him. This word for her. It turned out to be like that. And then even sometimes late on the church in the time too. So they realize, better not to do that. This is not because of between the relationship between you and me, because of the Satan's. Satan trying to destroy our faith. That's why every Saturday morning, sometimes a Friday night too, and then destroyed our faith. So let us to pray. So because both of them, they pray, start to pray for this issue. Later, no more problems. No more problems. God protect them. The peace bring them back. Yeah. So remember that the peace do not, once our life, some problem, issues happen, something disturb us, our peace, don't think that this is only problem within our flesh, within our life. We can think about this kind of things, issues. We can bring up the spiritual issue. So we can pray about it. Let the God can keep the life, our life to be in peace. You know, that's a, so Matthew chapter 11, 34 to 39. This one is the issue about why we have to love God. When we love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. The love is an ultimate love toward God. Put God first. Then peace coming back to us. Not only ourselves, whole household to be peaceful in the Lord. This is a true, we can say, true rejoice. So that's what we have to pray to God. We know the Jesus, when he was in the Mount Gethsemane, the last prayer, that we know that he prayed to God. Our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak. So keep watching and praying. Keep watching and praying. You may not enter into temptation. Don't think that some people misunderstand this. So that means we don't pray. That means God allow us, God bring us the temptation. We tempted us. No, because our flesh is weak. Flesh is weak. Easily be tempted by the Satan. Out there, the enemy is there. And all our flesh also, that you know, the one. So we need of strength. We need of his protections and his the power upon to us that we can overcome it. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 26. Matthew chapter 12, verse from 26 to 28, yeah. Matthew chapter 12, verse from 26. And if Satan cast out the Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I be Beelzebul, cast out the demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Consequently, they shall be your judges. Jesus is very, very wise way to, you know, talk to them. And verse 28, but if I cast out the demons by the Spirit of God, then kingdom of God has come upon you. That means that he proclaimed, kingdom of God has come to you because I cast out the demons. Yeah. So this is a, we proclaim that we are in here, that we have the Spirit of God within us. If God is with us, nothing is it's to be afraid. That we are, because of peace, he can keep us. Shalom. Shalom is a peace. Shalom means a freedom. So the Jewish people, their way of the greeting each other is a shalom. Shalom is a main meaning is a peace, but also freedom. During the time of occupying by the Romans, at that time, the Jewish, they're greeting each other, shaloms. But the Romans think that, oh, peace, it is good things. But inside of the message, there's also freedom. Freedoms. So it means one day, which means. So they always have a hope that way. They are very smart. We know that God is a God's nature is a peace. 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14, 33. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33. For God is not a God of confusions, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saint. For God is not a God of confusions, but of peace. In our life, it deserves something. In our life, there is a lot of issue within us. It cannot be resolved. It seems like constantly, the disturb us. Go back to God. Go back to God. Let God can give us a peace beyond our comprehensions. He will give us true peace within our heart. Yeah. Have you noticed that once we deserve us, naturally we deserve other people? Do you know that? Have you experienced when you feel uncomfortable that you're trying to make other people, you pick on them so that let them to be uncomfortable so feel better? One time when I was little, somehow the morning afternoon, I wake up and then I feel very uncomfortable. So I sit on the kitchen side and I ask my mom, I want to eat the apples, but that's not a season. I know that. I want to eat the apples. My mom says, because ancient time, there's no apple through the four seasons, only the season at that time. There's no refrigerators. My mom says, oh, my son, okay. Maybe we'll find out the apple. There's no apple anyway. Because I just want to pick up my mom's. That's all. Sometimes it happens. When I disturb, if I have a peace actually lead everybody. It influences to the entire people. But if I'm disturbed, also the disturbing feeling to reach to the other people too. Peace be with me first. Lesson to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 4. This is a very famous verse, right? Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I always say rejoice. Verse 5. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and the supplication with a thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your heart and your mind in Christ. I hope this one have done all the time in your life, so the peace can rule over our heart, so the peace to be reached to other people. And this is a Christian's goal to be. Also, this way that we can have a true freedom out of the evils. The Garden of Eden has to be recovered. See, because you studied the book of Genesis, this Garden of Eden has to be recovered to us. On the book of Revelation 20, this the Garden of Eden to be restored. Hopefully that this peace be within us. And chapter 21 explain about the heavenly kingdoms. But there's always a joy because his light. If you look at the Revelation 21. But only to those is the 21 verse 7 say. But for verse 7, he said to me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. And verse 7, and he who overcome shall inherit these things. There's a true peace because the heavenly kingdoms to given to us this way. Verse 22, from 22 on, say, I saw no temple in it, and for the Lord God, the Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. 23, and the city has no need of the suns. Physically, we don't need it, you know. We need God himself within us. The Lord Jesus within us is enough. Of the moon to shine, or none of the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God has illumined it. And the lamp is the Lord. The lamp is the Lamb. The God himself to shine upon us. The joy is within there. And chapter 22 mentioned about the restoring of the Garden of Eden. This is what we're seeking for. This was supposed to be within us. Temple of God, I mean the kingdom of God is not in here and there, but in our midst, because we gain the true peace because of the Spirit of God within us. Create us his kingdom within us, so we can keep the true peace within us. The way we can having of this peace is, first thing is our humility. Never be to be whole by the pride. We always look at other people better than us. You know, it's not easy. Do you know that? We many times we think we are better than others. I am the position to, you know, check on the other people's wrong, actually. Many times does that. We don't have to do that. We come back to ourselves. So we are just looking at ourselves, checking our humility. And also the meek, we can say the gentleness. That's the nature of the Lord Jesus. That's why he asked the people, come to me, learn from me. My yoke is very light upon you. Learn from me. You know, my nature is a gentle and humble mind. So we having this, then we can have a peace. And also forbearing spirit, the Philippians chapter 4 mentioned that. And also lastly, endurance. Peace is not a have to pay for it. Yeah. And then the reward is great. Let's all pray in silence. Amen.